take it out of your Bible. Huh? You can be like that. Now, I don't mean you need to be a Timothy, but you can be like that from the standpoint of being like-minded. The standard is the Savior. But when you have the standard as the Savior, and in your obedience, you are going to be committed. Your focus will be on your family and then on your church. And you won't allow any of this ugly kind of deceitfulness to cause you to go astray so that you change your focus from where it ought to be to somewhere where it ought not be. And don't make excuses for it. The worst thing that I can do is to try to find an excuse that'll give me a pass when I know in my heart, because the Spirit of God won't allow me to do otherwise, when I know in my heart that I'm wrong. And you know when you're wrong. And you know when you're right. And when you're right, the lifestyle of being right follows along so that the testimonial of it is wonderful and it's not a testimony. If ever there were a time when the people of God needed the focus of their whole life upon Him, home, church, it's today. Because the fact is, all of the up and coming upheaval that is going to be revealed more and more and more and more, you don't in any way at all want to be slightly a part of that. If you love Him, you will not love this dirty system. So you can be like-minded. So Paul said, I want to send Timothy. And then Epaphroditus had come from Macedonia to Rome, a long way. And he came and brought the gifts from the Philippian people. H.A. Ironside says that probably his illness was what they call the Roman fever. It was something that happened to lots of people who'd never been in Rome, and they came to Rome, and because of the metropolis of the world, there was disease and so forth, and a fever that existed that came to people that were newcomers. It's like my friend Bill Bowen. He lives in Wilmington, Delaware, and he called me last week, and we talked, and I said, how are you doing? He said, whoa. He and I are the same age. He said, phew. They're up at Breckenridge, and he said, I'm out of air. He said, I can't. He said, it wasn't that way 4 years ago when they came and they were at Breckenridge, and he's just, and I said, well, you need to move to Colorado. He said, I can hardly breathe. All right, there's an illustration of needing to be acclimated, you see. All right, when Epaphroditus came to Rome, he picked up whatever he was ill of, and he almost died. What was his reason for having been steadily faithful to God? Are you listening? He brought the things that were necessary for Paul. Then he got terribly ill. And then when he got well, and Paul recommended that the people in Philippi receive him and understand that he had a tremendous reputation. His name means charming. This man Epaphroditus, this man Timothy, were stellar examples of imitators of Paul, who was an imitator of Christ. I have a question and I'm through. What are you nursing tonight that does not agree with the focus that we've described? What are you nursing? I need this. I desperately need this. Are you listening? All right, don't you miss what I'm going to say. If you see anything, if you know anything, Berna, Sue, Carl, Jeremiah, Messi, any of you, if you see anything about me that you believe is unscriptural and that I'm not right, would you please come and tell me? Now, don't tell somebody else. Come to me. Would you do that? I need that. By the way, so do you. Don't be proud. I must not be listened. I want to be like-minded. I want it to be so that the focus of my whole being, until I hit the pine box, the focus is on the Lord first and then on my wife and family and on my church. I mean, my wife and I, we could have left like some others have left, and they wouldn't give a reason because they wouldn't be honest. But we're not leaving. And we're not going to be a deserter. See, you learned not to be a deserter, Brother Ron, in the military. Well, this Lord's army is a lot more important than the American military. No desertion. So focus on Him first, on your family, and on the church.